This is High School Football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Nice job by the Jackson band in the background. And they'll be in school next week, finally.
Of course, it was a wonderful, beautiful summer, nice and cool. And now with school starting, you get this hot. And I got to tell you, that old girl, and I'm pointing to the building at Jackson High, my classroom was on that third floor for about 28 years. With that concrete and steel gets hot in that sun all summer, it stays hot until about December.
Don't you just turn the air conditioning on?
Only in the front office. That's old-fashioned air conditioning up there. You just open the windows, and at least there's screens in the windows to keep the bees out. But, yeah, it gets awful sticky and humid in that building, as they are in pretty much all the schools in the area at this time of the year. The only thing I really do miss about I don't miss about teaching is the first couple of days of school when it's like this.
It's tough.
It's really tough.
28-20, our score here. Jackson leading. It's an uncomfortable lead right now. They Jackson had led 28-7. Looked like they were going to run away with this. And not only did Everett score those two quick touchdowns, Tom, but Jackson does not score from the one-yard line on that fumbled snap on fourth down. It's going to be tough to overcome.
Well, they traded scores in the first 2 minutes of the game. And Lawan Bramlett hit Corey Pryor inside of a minute. I think there were only 46 seconds into the game. Bramlett to Pryor connected on a 58-yard touchdown pass. Nick Kreider's kick made it 7-0 Jackson with 11:14 to go in the first quarter. Then Everett came right back. I think it only took him three plays to go from the 20 to score, as Kenneth Schmidt, their fine quarterback, went 47 yards on a spread formation quarterback draw untouched. 47-yard touchdown. Thomas Keck's kick tied the score at 7 with 9:05 to go in the first quarter. And as they were lining up for the kickoff after that touchdown, we had a lightning delay. Now, the game didn't kick off until 8:21. It was an hour and 20-minute delay because of the lightning in the first place. And then we played just we played 9 minutes of actual clock time before we had to take another 34-minute break. And when we kicked it back off, Jackson came right back and scored on a Lawan Bramlett 3-yard plunge. Crowder's kick made it 14-7 Jackson. In the second quarter, Shawnee Suddeth had that nice 8-yard run. Crowder's kick made it 21-7. Jackson came back just 4 minutes later, and Bramlett had that 20-yard run. The kick was good. Jackson led 28-7 with 6:40 to go in the first half, and you felt like, I felt too, like this was going to be over. Three straight scores by Jackson, and then there had to be some sort of an emotional letdown, because Everett came right back in 2 minutes and 40 seconds. DeAndre Taylor went three. They missed the PAT, but then right after that, Jackson got the ball and punted on fourth and extremely long, and Maurice Allen went 64 yards on a punt return against Jackson High, and they made the PAT and lead. Or Jackson still leads, but it's, what'd you say?
Precarious.
Precarious. Jackson leads here at the half, 28-20 over Lansing Everett.
And even after the kick return and the other touchdown, Jackson takes it all the way down. Had a first down at the 6. Again, they had no timeout, so they had to run it quickly there. They were inside a minute. They got it down between the 2 and the 1 yard line, and they fumbled the snap on fourth down, trying to get that play off hastily. The other issue, Tom, has been several times they have not had 11 on the field. That's something they have to correct, because they had to kill two timeouts So you get down at the end of this first half. They had no timeouts there.
That's really that was really costly.
That was costly. They had a first down at the 6-yard line. We have no communication up here anymore, but the last I heard, Utah was leading Michigan 10-3, and neither team was playing very well. Jake Ruddick had a couple pass interceptions for the Wolverines. That game right now over on Newstalk 970 WKHM. And our K105-3 game, Tom.
In that one, Vandercook leads East Jackson by the score of 27-0 with about 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. Also, the last time we were able to have communication, Lumen Christie was leading Charlotte 32-7. That was with 12 minutes to go in the game. Western was leading Penfield 21-6 at the half. East Kentwood is leading East Lansing 21-14 at halftime. Jackson High goes to Lynn Burcham Stadium next week. Lynn C. Adams Stadium on Burcham. They go to East Lansing and play the Trojans next week. So Kentwood leads them 21-14. In the Cascades at halftime, Grass Lake leads Napoleon 8-7. Napoleon got stung last week, but 35-0 against Columbia. So Grass Lake in Napoleon.
That's a good first half for Napoleon.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen in the Cascades.
Let me just put it this way. They haven't beat Grass Lake in a while.
The other score that we had in the Cascades was Hanover 8, Michigan Center 0. That was still in the first quarter. Stockbridge is leading Sand Creek 27-21 at the half. And I think this is in the third quarter. Concord does lead Union City. Concord 36, Union City 28.
We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning.
You will.
In about a couple hours.
And news.
Yeah. A lot of info for you tomorrow morning as we kick off your Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, we keep forgetting that this is a football Thursday.
Yeah.
The vast majority of games are played or scheduled to be played tonight.
There's a handful tomorrow.
Yeah, there's quite a few tomorrow, actually, and there's only four on Saturday. Those Saturday are the ones that really gripe me.
Well, that defeats the purpose of the holiday weekend.
I don't get it.
I don't know if you caught Tom Vayner today. He was telling me Grand Valley's got classes Saturday. Yeah. That really kills your holiday weekend.
Yeah, you were talking about that big, beautiful campus building that they have
that
downtown, right on the Ford Freeway in downtown Grand Rapids. And what's his son, the registrar there or something? And you know, when I got my master's from Grand Valley, and I was taking classes when I taught at Zeeland in downtown Grand Rapids, and we didn't have a building like that. They were in like some of the old, just an old storefronts and maybe an old high school type. I forgot what it was.
That's a nice building they put up there.
Absolutely.
Very impressive.
Well, downtown, that Grand Rapids area is spectacular.
It is.
I might be going back up there here in a couple days.
Michigan State tomorrow here on 101.9, 1450. Our coverage at 5:30 tomorrow, 7 o'clock kickoff. And my son limped back to Kalamazoo today for his senior year at Western Michigan. And he was up there on Monday, Tom, and he said they were already setting couches on fire. That place will be just a circus tomorrow.
Hard to believe my niece just graduated from Lumen Christi in June, and now she's there, too, as a freshman at Western Michigan. That'll be wild.
Two teams trickling back out. 3-minute break, and we'll come back with a second half kick. Jackson 28, Everett 20 on 101.9, 1450.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Two teams back out, and we're seconds away from the start of this second half. And just dropping by 101.9, 1450. A couple lengthy delays. The first one was almost an hour and a half. Then we had an extra 30-minute delay here at the stadium tonight. Jackson High, as Tom mentioned, next week they go to East Lansing, then they're home to Lansing-Sexton. We'll be here for that tilt. They go to Grand Ledge, and then they go to Okemos. We'll be at Okemos for that game. And then Lansing Eastern, Holt, and Lumen Christi all here at the stadium. So a nice way to end it, but you got to pick off a few victories here, Tom, because you're looking to get to six, I do believe. Can you scratch six out of there?
I think so.
Okay. Got to win this one, though.
Yeah, this one you've got to win.
You've got to win this after being up 28-7.
Yeah, I can see six wins, and, of course, that would make I think that last game of the year should be fun.
Very much so.
Looking ahead, of course, to October 23rd when Lumen Christi – by the way, Lumen Christi will be the home team, so but they're good.
Does that
they're
mean
very
we'll
good.
Be able to see Jackson's numbers?
They will be wearing white with
– orange?
You know, I don't know if they have – I think they have orange camouflage, but I think that will show up a little better.
Jackson High getting set to kick off here. Nick Crowder, proven to be a very, very effective kicker. And this one goes long, and this will go into the end zone. Boy, that's a great weapon. Crowder's been able to show a number of different types of kicks. And if they play up for the short kick, he has the leg that can kick it right over their heads into the end zone. So Everett, the football.
We just got to hope there's no soccer football conflicts.
True. Kenny Schmidt, he is the straw for this operation. He was most of their offense in the first half, other than that huge kick return. And Schmidt hands it off, try to turn that right side, and Jackson snows under the ball carrier, DeAndre Taylor. Got about a yard or so.
Yeah, Jackson had an awful lot of people at the point of attack. Boy, they had to have five, six kids there on the tackle.
Everett came out instead of spreading. They went two tight ends with three in the backfield. Jackson had about 10 players in the box able to stuff that play. Gain of two. Now I think they send in their spread package on second and eight. Vikings lead 28-20 on 101.9 and 1450. On second down, quick pitch. Good play by the Vikings. Corey Pryor,
a beautiful head and shoulder tackle right through his gut.
That was, you look up a tackle in the dictionary, that was it right there. Pryor got him right around the midsection and drilled him. Boy, a very kind spot out to the 24.
Yeah, Corey's become a very, very good football player both ways, offensively and defensively. He was always fast, and he's always a great kid, but he's matured physically now. He's a big, strong kid.
Big play here, third and a long six. Schmidt back to throw it. He throws it long, and that's overthrown, isn't it? Yes, it is.
Not by much.
Schmidt, Maurice Allen, very surprising series there for Everett. Everett looks like they're real tired, Tom.
Yeah, the deep back on that, I thought it was Maurice White. could have been Ballard. It could have been Jaquan Ballard that ran stride for stride with him.
Yeah. So Everett kicking here on fourth down. Oh, terrible kick. That is going nowhere, and it bounces. That's a five-yard kick, Ratch. That looked like one of your sand wedges because that hit and spun back.
I didn't have any that bit last night in the final round of the season. But
how did you do?
You guys
didn't win it?
We played a shamble. No, John Stadelman and Tom Burry beat Dick Britsky and Justin Britsky. And you know what I was talking about on the morning show last week? Stadelman, again, he shot a net 31. He was absolutely fabulous.
What a sandbagger.
Oh, no, he's terrific. He's a two handicap.
Well,
he
why is he playing in your league?
Well, we have fun. You know, it's handicap, so it's all evened up. But the Britskys shot an even par with their net, but Burry and Stadelman were under par and beat them.
31-yard line for the Vikings. Suddeth runs away from the defense. He's at the 20, the 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Shante Suddeth, 31-yard touchdown scamper for the Vikings.
Now, that was pretty much individual effort. There was a block there, but the rest of it was on Shante Suddeth. As he went up that left sideline, he looked like he was shot out of a cannon, got into the end zone, so at 10 minutes to go in the game, we are waiting for the PAT for Jackson as Everett player is down on the field. So a 34-20 lead for Jackson.
Wow, that's what the doctor ordered. You get a three and out and one play. Uh-oh. What do we got here,
Tom? We got a penalty.
They brought that back. I didn't see a flag.
Well, I was looking at the Everett player down on the field. Oh, man.
They brought the play back. A shocking development. There was no flag out there that I saw.
Run it again.
My goodness. First, and it's only a four-yard penalty. Bramlett throws it out here in the flat. It's caught. And a good job down to the 25-yard line, so they got almost 10 yards on that little flip out to
Reynolds, and
you just can't see the numbers.
Made the stop. Ball's marked at 26, second and five.
I think that was Suddeth.
The one thing you can see on him is he has the white name tag for Maceo Moore on his back.
Here's Bramlett turning the corner and throwing incomplete. Bramlett's got to run that ball.
See, Leslie Buck almost picked that off. And
tremendous coverage, yeah.
He'd have had a touchdown because that's something the Everett kids are now, they're getting a feel for what Lawan Bramlett likes to do. When he rolls like that, you knew he was going to throw it. Buck jumped that and almost got it.
Should be a third down. Bikes need five. And there goes Bramlett, runs over a tackler, and got, they need about two and a half time to keep the football.
And it looked like Everett had one more person over there than Jackson could block, as they've also gotten a feel for what the Vikes are trying to do.
Well, you'd almost have to spy on Bramlett now. I mean, that's Jackson's most effective play. And that, they're looking for the quarterback. Pryor in motion. And Suddeth the first down into the secondary. Inside the 15-yard line, Shante Suddeth, a burst right off left guard.
See,
with Albrecht and Hubbard, Lavery, Rudolph and Carroll up front.
The other ace in the hole is Corey Pryor, really has not touched the ball.
Not much.
Caught the first touchdown pass, but he's available on that jet sweep. He's available for that, and they're waiting for the right time.
Yeah, he needs to get some more touches. Pryor in motion. Suddeth up the middle. Inside the five. Has a first down. He drives! Touchdown, Suddeth! Would not be denied! Jackson overcomes that penalty. And Shante Suddeth, what a run there. of about 14 yards. He was hit at the three and would not be denied.
Well, that's, you know, that's the other thing. Jackson's getting so much yardage right up the middle. Why risk something wide with Pryor when you can go right up the middle like that and take a 34-20 lead?
Big extra point. Crowder bangs it through. 35-20. Jackson. 30-second break, right back on 101.9 and 1450.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Jackson High overcoming that phantom penalty. And with 8:28 to go in the third, Vikings up 35-20. Crowder, the little short kick, and this one will be covered by Leandre Wright.
You know, that's the one thing that I also didn't mention. Jackson did in the first half recover one of those onside kicks, yeah, which led to
and
a score.
And the pass interception.
Yeah.
Everyone will start on their own 48, first and 10.
By Kane Flowers.
On the deflected pass,
yeah.
And he wasn't even really on the coverage on that. He was just the safety back there, but was able to get the ball on the bounce.
So Everett has good field position. Big Luzander Granderson out over the football. They have a big offensive front. Quarterback runs it. Ran through a couple tackles. Has about four, maybe five. The Jackson 47. Vikes up by 15.
Henry Powell Witherspoon made the
Kenny Schmidt, the quarterback. Some wondering how he ended up at Everett. He was at Holt last year. He was traded for a set of yard markers to be named later. Second down, about five. Schmidt looking. Fires. Intercepted. That's Flowers again. No, it's not Flowers. It is. Yes, it is Flowers. Kane Flowers. Tip ball. And Vikings in business.
And great pressure on the quarterback, Schmidt, as I think it was Anthony Parker. That hit him as he threw the ball.
Yeah, somebody from the outside really came flying in, Tom. And a turnover for the high, and now run some clock and run her down their throat.
So here. Very quickly, just 15 seconds after Jackson High scored, they get the ball back. 35-20 Jackson High lead, 7:33 to go in the third quarter.
A big dose of Suddeth here from the 47.
10, finally the 11th guy, now 12, now 11.
Cortez Butler out there. I don't think we've seen him this evening.
Yeah, he's ran a couple of plays out there, but the ball's been nowhere near him.
Luan Bramlett.
They
give it to Pryor, 45 to 40, cut back 35-30. Pryor, 25-yard line and a first down, Jackson.
Jackson might have gotten away with two guys moving at the same time, but yeah, Corey Pryor on that little end around. Pryor on that little end around was able to get great yardage as one more Everett player is down on the field. Looks like Leandre Wright.
Injury timeout.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where that motion came from, Tom. There was, I saw two people moving.
The motion man was in motion, and Corey Pryor, who got the ball, looked like he took off a half a count too early, but he got away with it.
And a first down Vikings at the 25. Everett player down at the 35. Let's take an injury timeout. And we'll be back in a minute. Jackson 35, Lansing Everett 20. On 101.9 and 1450.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM. Jackson Sports.
Jackson just scored, but it's an illegal pass. It was a, I think you might call it a forward lateral. Now, Bramlett could do that behind the line. He had crossed the line and then pitched that, and they ran for a touchdown, but it's really an illegal forward pass. Cost the Vikings 5 yards, or about 3 yards in this case, second and 13. And they hand it off to Suddeth. Not much.
Dante Suddeth, the ball carrier.
About the 25-yard line. Here's a late flag.
Flag on the play.
Might have been some extracurriculars in there on Everett.
Devin Sinclair and Nick Sada made the tackle. Dead ball.
Yeah, unsportsmanlike
count. On Everett. They've been dirty. Several of their hits have been... You know, very unnecessary.
You know, there's
tonight.
A history there. It wasn't that long ago we had that disaster with the brawl up there. Hey, final in the game at Vandercook on 105.3. Vandercook Lake has beaten East Jackson 41-0.
Boy, they got over with. Well, they had a running clock.
Right.
So they're lucky. We're going to get out of here tomorrow.
We're going to get home. Last week we got home earlier from Grand Rapids than we're going to get home
there
tonight.
There better be a party store open. That's all I've got to say.
Jackson High at the Everett 13.
Oh, there's choices here in Jackson.
Is there?
Oh, yeah.
After midnight?
Yeah.
Here's a little trap play. Nice run by Corey Pryor. He's inside the 10 to the 8-yard line. That was the first time.
I saw your tweet this morning with Scott Clow about the best breakfast place right here on the corner, the Shell Station.
Well, you're right. Shell Station will be open.
And we can get steak and potatoes, beef jerky, and a bag of Bugles.
Little Debbie. Here's Bramlett, the 5, touchdown. Lawan Bramlett goes the final 8 yards for a Viking touchdown. And Jackson's back up by 21 points, 41-20. 6:15 to go in the third.
This thing could still end up a clock runner. I get that feeling now.
Tom, don't say that. You know what happened the last time you said that. Crowder out for the extra point. Good snap, good hold, good kick.
Good.
42-20, Jay High. And we're back in 30 on 101.9 and 1450.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
.6:15 left in the third. And Crowder has it teed up again. Boy, he's done a nice job. Nick Crowder, the senior 175-pound kicker. And Maurice White on the holds tonight. Here's a little squibbing kick, and it's recovered at the 44-yard line for Lansing Everett of Coach Marcel Carruthers.
Recently named in the past 2 weeks as assistant principal at Everett also.
Former Chippewa.
As I think was Sexton's head coach, Dan Bogan, is also now an assistant principal at J.W. Sexton. We get a chance to see them in 2 weeks.
44-yard line for Everett. Sexton was getting buried tonight by, was that Granville?
Yes.
Okay. First down, Schmitty runs the option, and he's hit and knocked down at the 46-yard line. Pickup of about 3. for the crafty junior quarterback. Not real big. He is a pretty explosive, wiry, I guess you'd call him.
He's a good player.
Yeah, very really good player. Clock running, 5:40 to go in the third. Everett spreads it out this time, and Schmidt hands it off. Excellent, outstanding tackle by number 10 for the Vikings.
It's Witherspoon.
Henry Powell Witherspoon.
You can always tell Henry Witherspoon with the yellow shoes. Although it looks like they're taped, so they're only half as yellow as they were last year. He's got that black tape around them.
Third and six for Everett.
Last week, I thought those were penalty flags.
And Schmidt hands it off. Oh, play hit in the backfield. Jackson all over Everett right now. Hand off to the pesky little running back, DePriest Craig, the junior, and he was drubbed.
And that was number 8, Marcus Worthy, the inside linebacker on the tackle.
Bring up 4th and about 8. And it looks like Jay High will get that ball back. They send Sunneth as a lone deep return man. That last kick for Everett went 5 yards. They had a couple decent kicks earlier. Low snap. They get the kick. That's straight up in the air. That's going nowhere. We have a 8-yard kick out of bounds at the 44-yard line. And they remind me of Detroit Crockett here, Tom. Wow, that is brutal. The last two kicks, punts for Everett combining for 13 yards. Wow, you get better kicks out here on Saturday morning. Direct league. And Jackson at the 45-yard line can just about put a nail in the coffin here. 4:08 to go. Nice little drive here. Wrap up the quarter and go up by about 29 points. Offensive line has really done a yeoman job here. Most of this is ground action. This play hit in the backfield. As we say that, for Lansing Everett, Tyree Pruitt is in the backfield.
Well, Bramlett gave the belly.
Tyree Pruitt made the stop. Loss of 2.
A single number. I can't tell you who had the ball.
No huddle, and Jackson's right up on 2nd and just about 12.
Is that Pryor in the backfield with Bramlett?
Bramlett rolling, looking. Fakes. Penalty. Ball is dropped. You got to catch that. That was Anthony Owens right through his hands.
Referee just threw a penalty flag for holding on Nate Lavery, the left tackle for Jackson. He kind of threw the kid into the ground, and you could see the Everett player going into the ground. I don't think he faked that one. Meanwhile, another Everett player is down at the 45.
Holding against the offense, 10 yards from the spot of the foul.
That's Maurice Allen.
Jackson High to the 29.
And Jackson will look at a 2nd down.
2nd and 26.
26.
Injury timeout.
Yeah, we have an injury timeout. So let's take a break. 2nd 26 coming up. Jackson leading 42-20 on 101.9 1450. We're back in a minute. Forty-two twenty. 3:32 to go in the third, and Allen is up. Might have been a little cramp of some sort, Tom.
Looked like that's what the trainer was working on. Allen. You know, it's hot and humid. It's very, very humid, and the kids are...
It is humid.
Yeah, the fluids deplete pretty easily.
But it must be 30 degrees cooler than when we got here.
Yeah, it's pretty tolerable now.
It was a microwave. Second and forever here for Jackson. And Bramlett keeps it. Gets outside 35-40. And 45-yard line. Pounded down there, but he got 16 yards out to the 45. Bramlett took a pretty good shot.
And again, Bramlett's going to get all the credit for these yardage, but I'm going to tell you something. Corey Pryor made that play go with that fake. That was a spectacular play by Pryor as a rain begins to fall here at Withington Stadium.
It's a dry rain right now.
This one's a little bit...
Is it?
Yeah.
It's just a sprinkle.
They're scattering.
Third and nine for the high. Bramlett keeps it. The guy just got him around the shoe tops, and that was Leandre Wright.
When press box steward Ben Thomas comes inside, you know it's more than a dry rain.
It'll be fourth and nine. No gain on the play. Fourth and nine.
Happy birthday to Ben Thomas Sr. Tomorrow, who will check in at 85.
What a great guy. For years worked the...
Legend.
Worked the table here, taking tickets.
Fourth down for Jackson, no kick. They need 8 yards. And Bramlett's going to run it and just run out of bounds. I don't understand that. Tom, you got a kick there. That's just...
Oh, they got burned on the... They got burned on it the last time. And
kick it out of bounds. That was fourth and nine.
No, that's
in midfield.
Not as easy as... You can't just... You can't just kick it out of bounds. I mean, you try to, you kick it in the middle of the field, they go for the score.
Make Everett work for every stinking yard here. Now they give Everett the ball right at the 50. We have rain and trains. And
we got the midnight train from Georgia.
Yeah.
Or the midnight train to Georgia over here.
Schmidt. 44-yard line back to throw. Throws it long. It's a wounded duck, but it's caught.
Speaking of those Motown songs, do you remember the old Motown song? It was the 3rd of September. A day I'll always remember.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah. And what's today?
Yeah.
The 3rd of September.
Must be the anniversary of that great hit. They run an option play, and Jackson gets it in the backfield at the 29, a loss of 3 or 4 yards.
Very tough to run the option play against a defensive option. You know what I mean? Because the Jackson kids see that offense every single day.
Loss of four.
Coffee in on the tackle.
Second and 14
for Everett. We have a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Here's we broach 11 o'clock.
Soon to be the 4th of September.
Do you remember? Long pass overthrown, incomplete down near the goal line, and a 3rd and 14.
The 4th of September would also be the birthday of baby Jake. Jake Wojtusik Jr.
Jackson High, 29.
God, he's 30. Well, he's 34 years old already.
They don't need much to celebrate.
No. Him and his wife just had their fourth child. They had a little girl a couple weeks ago. So they got three boys and a girl, and they're between the ages of a month and six.
Third and 14.
Grandpa does a lot of babysitting.
Schmidt sets up a screen. Jackson, beautiful coverage there. Only a yard or two. And it'll bring up a fourth down and about a dozen here.
You know, those screen passes can go for a long bit of yardage on, you know, on third down and long like that if you over-penetrate.
Yeah, I'm surprised we don't see more of it. Lumen ran a couple good ones last week. Those little transcontinental screens.
Yeah, a lot of it's execution, but a lot of bad things can go wrong defensively.
Fourth down for Everett. Did they take a timeout?
No,
they're going to let the clock run out. Okay. Take a break for 1 minute. We'll be back. They're going to play a fourth quarter here in the rain on 101.9 and 1450.